Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Hey, let's start with some good news here in this 7 o'clock hour of the show. Yeah, yesterday in the 7 o'clock hour of the show, I think John Jackson had slid into the studios early, which was great because we had a special guest in the studio in the 9 o'clock hour. But, when John popped into the studios, we got a phone call from Charlie Loveridge in Billings. And if you guys were listening, yeah, it was kind of a crazy phone call. But here's the bottom line. Here's the good news. We caught a thief. Thanks to this radio show, thanks to our listeners, thanks to you guys, we caught a thief yesterday. So Charlie Loveridge is the owner of a company called VIP Services, and they provide a whole bunch of services in the Billings area. They do a lot of trash pickup services. In particular, I think when the snow is falling, sometimes Charlie's out there for 48 hours straight, plowing snow. They do all the trash pickup at the Metra and at the Montana Fair and so much more. But anyway, Charlie called in yesterday and he said, hey, one of my guys was just out in one of our sweeper trucks, one of our pickups, and he was picking up trash in the TJ Maxx parking lot in the west end of Billings. And then all of a sudden, some piece of trash hopped into the pickup and stole his rig. So here's this guy going out, cleaning up trash, picking up trash, cleaning up the community. And then somebody hops into his vehicle, steals the vehicle. So Charlie gave us the description. He called into the show, gave us the description of the vehicle. Hey, it's got the VIP Services logo on the side of it. It's got what looks like a vacuum on the back of it. So if you see it, call the police, call dispatch. I think I have the dispatch number memorized, so I shared that one on the air. Well, here's the good news. Charlie told me yesterday afternoon, he said, thanks to his phone. So Charlie, he mentioned he called in to a few radio shows. But it was this show, it was a call into this radio show that made the difference, that found the thief. Yeah, Charlie tells us thanks to his phone call into Montana Talks, the pickup was found and the thief was busted. Charlie texted me Tuesday afternoon. He says, we just got our truck back. A friend from high school heard me on the radio and saw it parked out front of his place. No damage, but there was all sorts of footage of the guy. And the cops are on their way to pick him up right now as they know where he lives. This was a terrible idea by this guy. He stole from the wrong people. Anyway, Charlie added this. He says, the reason that my friend from high school knew it was stolen was from me being on your radio program. Thank you for allowing me to do that. I appreciate it greatly. And then if you go to the Montana Talks website right now, you can see a great photograph of Charlie's operations manager for VIP Services. Steven, the operations manager there, is smiling and giving the thumbs up as the vehicle is safely returned. Thanks to you. Thanks to our listeners. Man, so fun. So fun to help catch a thief. But we've been exposing some thievery a lot on this show, haven't we? Especially after the Joe Biden, John Tester years and all the money they've stolen out of our pockets and put into the hands of their political allies.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area today, highs range from about 83 in Bozeman to the upper 80s in the Billings area. Clear and quiet for tonight, as temperatures will drop back off to about 52 in Bozeman to the upper 50s in Billings. And then on Thursday with some sunshine, highs will range from the mid-80s to around 90 degrees. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
There was an absolute barrage of stories in the press day after day saying an Israeli attack on Iranian nuclear facilities could be imminent, could be any moment now, even though President Trump, privately, it was reported, and this wasn't clearly based on U.S. military and intelligence sources, was against it, wanted to keep negotiating with the Iranians. So once Israel launched that very successful strike, Well, then the president came out and said, this was great, terrific, congratulating Israel. The question is, was this deliberate deception, as some pundits are suggesting? Was the president trying to make the Iranians feel like this was not really about to happen? In other words, did he, in order to catch the Iranians off guard, try to suggest that this was not an imminent attack? All of those questions will have to be answered sometime soon with your Media Minute. Howard Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Broadcasting live across the big sky. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I was getting some free tips here during the commercial break, during the news break there. We've got Dr. Dale Williams and Dr. Jordan with Billings Last Diet in the house already. And Doc Williams, just for our listeners, I finally went and grabbed my Ranch Dorado Ideal Protein chips that I just picked up at Billings Last Diet last week. And they're really good. I mean, the seasoning is great. I'm tempted to just sit here and smack my lips and eat the food while I'm live on the air with you guys, but I won't make our listeners have to suffer through that. But I was asking, I said, you know, usually first thing on my way into work, I'll just grab a protein shake or a protein snack, protein bar to kind of start my day. But I'm trying to delay that a little bit to where I wait until I'm actually hungrier later in the morning and then eat that first protein snack, protein shake, or something like that. Just because. I don't know. Yeah. What's your take on that?
So we're supposed to eat food to fuel our body. So we really should fuel our body when your body calls for energy. And so hunger is the body's way of saying you need something to eat. So when you eat is important, but it's way more important of what you eat, especially first thing in the morning. If you eat carbohydrate first thing in the morning, if you eat cereal first thing in the morning, you're going to be hungrier an hour and a half or 2 hours later than you would if you didn't eat at all.
Yeah.
And if you eat a protein is a slow burn, so you're going to get energy for a longer period of time. And so when you eat a protein first thing in the morning, you're going to last a lot longer. You're going to get 2 or 3 or 4 hours.
Matter of fact, even for kids, they did a study with a bunch of boys a few years ago now. They had youth of 8 to 10, something like that, and they had them sit down and eat all as much as they wanted to eat. And one group had oatmeal, and one group had, I think it was scrambled eggs, it was a protein. And they found that the boys who ate the oatmeal, one, ate way more, and two, were way hungrier, faster. They had less energy. There was a huge study on it, and it was kind of quote-unquote groundbreaking because it broke the myth that you should be eating those simple carbohydrates in the morning to get a boost of energy. And so the reality is when you're hungry, it's true, that's when you need to eat, but you have to realize that hunger can be a little bit tricky because we might be feeling hungry, but actually that's a craving. That's more of a habit, not actual true hunger. So Dr. Williams, when we teach our graduation class, talks about the tomato test. And what that means is you need to say, I need to eat something, and then think, if I were to eat a tomato right now, would that satisfy my hunger, or am I looking for more of an emotional release and trying to have a craving as opposed to true hunger? So you have to differentiate. Is it because it's a habit? It's the time of day that I'm supposed to eat? Does my body really need that food? Or is this just a craving that I need to bypass?
Yeah. So for me, no matter what time I have that first protein shake or protein bar of the day for my breakfast, it's still good because it's protein. So, yeah, versus like I remember being a kid and when you'd eat cereal, it's just like Dr. Jordan described. Like you're hungry again an hour later and you just can't wait until lunchtime because that's what those sugars and those carbs do to you. Whereas with a protein – but I am trying to delay out that first protein shake of the day because – because I think Dr. Jordan was, he's a big intermittent fasting guy. Once you kind of start that process, you start that process, and then it just delays when you need your next protein snack or when you need your next meal is the way I'm kind of looking at it, I guess.
Yeah, and the intermittent fasting is, it was about 6 years ago that intermittent fasting kind of became popular, and there's a lot of science behind intermittent fasting, the benefits for the hormones, because you're not spiking that insulin level as often during the day. When your insulin levels spike, it throws off all your other hormones and causes inflammatory problems, all kinds of problems with insulin. So delaying that is not a bad idea. It's not a part of Billings Last Diet protocol, but we have a lot of dieters who do intermittent fast while on the program.
I was just going to say, we're not going to confuse the listeners who have been on the program and said, wait a minute, I didn't do intermittent fasting on the program.
Yes.
So that's not part of our protocol. If you are interested in doing intermittent fasting while on the protocol, we talk to the coach, talk to Dr. Williams or myself, because we do typically, when I do a tune-up, I don't break my intermittent fasting. I continue with that. And so if that's something you've done in the past or something that you have questions about, reach out to us and we can definitely inform you on how that works.
You know, speaking of cereal, it's big in the news today. A lot of these big food companies are now announcing dates where they're going to stop using all these dyes in their food and other things like that. So the MAHA agenda is starting to be implemented.
Yeah, I saw Heinz. Heinz is the first one to say we're going to cut back on the artificial dyes, and that's going to be a huge benefit for the health. I see that in, and it's not, you're not going to see that result in the first year or first 2 years, but in 5 years or 10 years, that's going to be a huge, my opinion, that's going to be a huge impact on the health of our kids in particular.
Well, and you don't realize how much dye is in the food that we're eating. We're going through now, we have a young son that we're trying to determine, you know, there's a lot of studies with that red dye that really affects development, and it does. It's insane the change in behavior you'll see in boys particularly, and you don't realize once you start looking at until you start looking at the labels how many foods. I mean, just the simplest foods from your water enhancer flavors to, you know, obviously candies. It is just crazy what they've allowed to sneak into that. And so
it affects
I'm excited.
Your behavior. It doesn't just affect your weight, your body fat composition. It affects your mind, change your diet, change your mind, so much more. Well, it's so incredible. We've had listeners that don't even live in Billings now lose 60, 100-plus pounds thanks to Billings Last Diet. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or give them a call, 294-6751. Doc Williams, the remote dieters, you're just getting folks from all across the state now.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for people that aren't in Billings to participate in a program that'll get help them lose weight but help them gain health.
Yeah, and whenever I do my monthly check-in, I'll just see the stack of boxes of outbound protein chips and protein bars and more. So it's just it's so great to hear about all the successes too. Well, great to see both of you. Thanks for joining us here on Montana Talks.
Thanks, Aaron.
BillingsLastDiet.com or give them a call, 294-6751.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
You might as well stick a fork in the old Republican economic growth strategy because it's done. The machinations of the tax and spending bill making its way through Congress are the end of the road for an idea that defined the party since the days of Reagan. The idea was simple, even if it has been a political failure. Cut tax rates and broaden the base. Eating your vegetables to have your dessert, you might say, and or at least rein in the urge to reward and punish behavior in the tax code through the use of endless deductions and credits. And in doing so, we can lower the tax rates to reduce the load that taxes place on economic activity, spurring higher growth. The current version of this old mantra has two doses of dessert, lower rates and a narrower base. Tips, interest on car loans, overtime, together with a continuation of the lower rates due to expire in the old Trump tax cuts in the first term, it's a double whammy to tax revenues that bond markets have noticed. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is House Call for Health. A daily dose of fruits and vegetables could help you get a good night's rest. Researchers from Columbia University and the University of Chicago found eating more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains is beneficial for better sleep. They collected data from healthy young adults who logged what they ate daily using a smartphone app and wore wrist monitors to track their sleep habits. The study measured sleep fragmentation, or how often someone wakes up or shifts into lighter sleep. Results show those who ate more produce and healthy carbohydrates had better quality sleep at night. Researchers say eating 5 cups of fruits and vegetables a day could improve sleep quality by 16% compared to eating none. The study is one of the first to show how diets can impact sleep. It was published in the journal Sleep Health. You can find more on the study at uchicagomedicine.org. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
Ranchers across the state are eager to see what calf prices will be here in the summer of 2025, and things are getting underway with Spirit Livestock Video Auctions Corn Belt Classic in Sioux City, Nebraska. Auctioneer Kyle Shobe said even though the cattle futures were in the red yesterday, the yearling market was looking very good.
It's always interesting to me when we get to this first big week in June. It always seems like early in the week, the board wants to back up. It's just a little bit of an head scratcher, but I'll say this, today it did not seem to affect the cash trade one iota.
Again, mostly yearling selling on the Spirger Corn Belt sale yesterday. Cattle from right here in Montana weighing 7.5 to 800 pounds saw a price at $3.38. 8 to 8.5 for weight steers, $3.11 to $3.16, with 8.5 to 899-pound steers, $3.08 to $3.12. Heifers, they're anywhere from $15 to $30 back. Prices for the 7 to 7.5 weight heifers, $3.37 to $3.43 from Montana. 8.5 to 9 weights, 291 to 307, with 9 to 950-pound heifers from Montana, bringing $2.85. Now, later this morning, the calves from Montana will begin to sell. Prices are expected to remain historic here as the cattle herd remains low and drought impacts the U.S. cattle herd. I'm Lane Northland.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, well, let's talk business here. I saw this event was taking place yesterday in Billings. In fact, I heard about this through the Big Sky Economic Development Authority folks, that the Small Business Administration, the SBA Region 8, that's the region that Montana is in, that the SBA Region 8 advocate was going to be here in Montana. So I thought, hey, let's see if he can join us here on the show in our Montana Talks studios, because especially if it's a Trump appointee, a Trump appointed position, and we're talking business, we definitely want to hear what's going on. Kind of like yesterday, you know, we had Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson join us in the 9 o'clock hour of this show. And as we were talking with her about election integrity and same day registration, some of the changes that came out of the legislative session here, it had just dawned on me, oh yeah, we haven't gotten a chance to hear what all the Trump administration is doing when it comes to election integrity. So we got to hear a little bit about that from Secretary of State Jacobson yesterday, our Superintendent of Public Instruction. She was talking about all the great things the Trump administration is doing to reform and hopefully eventually dismantle the federal Department of Education. But what about small business? Trump, if he means anything, he means business. Trent Staggs is the SBA Region 8 advocate in town today. Great to see you.
Hey, great to be with you in beautiful Billings. This is incredible.
You're coming from Salt Lake City, so you've got some great mountains, some great terrain there. But we've got a great view of the mountains and more up here at the top floor. So it's good to have you. So you're the SBA Region 8 advocate appointed by President Donald J. Trump. Tell us everything Team Trump is doing for small business right now.
Well, that's one of his main, the platform, if you will. We've deregulation. And as a small business owner myself, I've got somewhat of an interesting background there with being a business owner, being in municipal government, having served as a mayor and for 12 years in elected office. I ran for U.S. Senate. I had the endorsement of President Trump last year in the state of Utah to fill that seat that Mitt Romney vacated and to help take a company public, an energy company. So I think I've got kind of a diverse and unique background there. And one of the reasons why perhaps being appointed to this role, but, President Trump, incredible. We have, I think, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity here to really dismantle the regulatory state. And I have never seen such alignment amongst all. You talk from his cabinet secretaries down to the agency heads. Right now, it's like Everything's on the table. And we know it's a multi-trillion dollar impact or drag on our economy, regulation that is, and it disproportionately affects small businesses. So anyone with 500, any entity with 500 or fewer employees, that qualifies as a small business. That's 98% to 99% of all businesses here in the state of Montana. And we want to ensure our role with this Office of Advocacy. We're housed under SBA, but we're technically independent. We're an independent office, and we've got to be because we've got to represent the voice of small business across every single federal agency and try to help identify and eliminate burdensome regulations. So we were out here yesterday, talking with business owners, several of them. Where are your pain points? Where are your time wastes with respect to regulation? And President Trump is setting the agenda. He's setting the lead. He's given our office in particular. I'm one of 10 advocates in the country. And, we've got this six-state region with Montana. And the advocates are there to help promote awareness of this office, champion small business, try to collect that information. Where are your pain points? We've got all kinds of ways that small businesses can report that.
That to me is the big picture. I got to go be back in D.C. during President Trump's inauguration, and it's kind of like, hey, folks, dream big right now. Donald J. Trump is coming in, and he's open to fixing things that have needed to be fixed for decades now. When we talk about making America great again, making Montana great again, how do we make our timber industry great again? How do we make our national parks better? Right? How do we make everything better? What are those little ankle biters or the big roadblocks that you've been dealing with for years or for decades, especially in the last 4 years? Well, now we've got the opportunity to finally remove those roadblocks because we've got a president who's actually ready to get some things done and some monumental things done at that.
100%. And, that's the benefit of having a business-minded, a CEO, phenomenal president that we have in President Trump. And he's setting that agenda. He's got the vision. Our office, we've been tasked minimally this year to try to identify $100 billion in regulatory impact that we can eliminate on small business. We've already identified about $48 billion in the first 100 days. President Trump is not going to impose that beneficial ownership rule, which is very costly for businesses to have to go through and document their ownership structure and spend, thousands of dollars with attorneys. That alone is saving $40 billion across the United States. And, our goal is to help identify more and more. So,
yeah, it's Israel and Iran is so big in the news right now that I used to have a whole stack of the economic news and economic numbers in front of me. But one thing I do have in front of me right now, I think we just got some really good news when it comes to working class wages and the gains on that front. Anyway, there's a new Trump War Room ad that was just released talking about working class families in particular. I'll play that here in just Donald Trump Jr., higher wages and lower taxes for working families. Apparently, this is a new ad from an organization called U.S. Greatness.
Good news for working families. President Trump's tax cuts mean higher wages and lower taxes for working families. No tax on tips and no tax on overtime. President Trump's plan will cut taxes 15%, giving working families $10,000 more every year. And by ending free health care benefits for illegals, Trump's plan expands health savings accounts for Americans. That means greater choice in your health care. Tell Congress we need President Trump's working family tax cuts.
All right, and that's, of course, talking about one big beautiful bill. But here's the story I was looking for. The Daily Wire has this. Under Trump, blue-collar wages soar at the fastest rate since 1969. That's remarkable. But he's unleashing American energy. We've got, when he unleashes American energy, like oil, gas, and coal strip, and the expansion for coal mines here in the area, there's a lot of small businesses that tie into that.
Oh, absolutely. And, here we go again. President Trump actually delivering on his promises, right? This is what's so great about President Trump. We saw that in his first administration, where wages for all, and particularly working men and women, increased, I think, significantly. So this is great. And we're going to see that continue. Let's move into the deregulatory environment. We want to hear from businesses at advocacy.sba.gov. You can reach out to me, email trent.stags@sba.gov. We have a red tape hotline there at advocacy.sba.gov. People can call up and say, hey, this regulation stinks. It's really a time waste or a pinch point for me. And then from there, when we get that information, I'll work with my team in D.C. There's only 10 advocates, but we've got a great team in D.C. of attorneys that have one-on-one relationships with the agency heads. We have economists that will score or gauge the economic impact to small business in Montana and then across the country and say, hey, and we'll write up a paper that says, this is going to have this type of impact to small business. We recommend you do this agency that's over-regulating these regulations. This is the way we want you to change it. And we want to maintain a scoreboard, like I
there's,
said.
There's so many stupid, unnecessary regulations. Everybody sees them in every industry. I mean, even here, like the FCC was requiring these quarterly reports. Give us a quarterly report on what you've been talking about on the radio. How about you go pound sand? I mean, give me a break. Like that also concerns me that the government's trying to then come in and dictate to tell you what you can and can't talk about. So, but every industry has stupid little ankle biter things like that that cost time and money. And when you have a whole bunch of other things to be doing, what are some examples you've seen or heard? Actually, can you stick around for a few more minutes?
Sure.
Great, because I see we already got to take a quick break here. But yeah, Trent Staggs, President Trump appointed SBA Region 8 advocate. I'll be interested in hearing, you know, what are some of the, you know, things that you're hearing already where the small business community is coming to you saying, hey, I'm in construction. This is the problem I've got. I'm a plumber, and this is the unnecessary, whatever your industry might be. So stand by, more with Trent Staggs right after this. And then we'll open up the phone lines for you. If you got something you want to talk about, we'll jump back into the big news of the day as well here.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so much to talk about this morning here on this show. We talked a lot about Israel and Iran in the 6 o'clock hour of this show. One of the clips I need to get to here this morning, do you guys know who Florida Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna is? She made such a great point. You know, we talk about illegal aliens. And, you know, the Democrats are just full out on the march. That's what all these protests were on Saturday. They're trying to keep the illegal aliens in this country. They're trying to keep their voters. That's what they really want in this country. And they're bashing ICE. They're trashing the incredible men and women in law enforcement. But she made a very good point about the demographics of ICE agents. Daily Caller has a story. We'll talk about that one. Meanwhile, Montana's U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy, Breitbart News picking up this one. This is great news. Senator Tim Sheehy introducing a bill to provide back pay to the troops who were harmed by Joe Biden's COVID vaccine mandate targeting the troops. Great to see that news coming from Senator Tim Sheehy's office. That's at Breitbart.com right now. But back to it here. It's great to have Trent Staggs in the House. He is the Small Business Administration Region 8 advocate. He is your advocate. So if you're seeing problems with federal regulations that are harming your business, costing you money, costing you needless headaches, they just don't make sense whatsoever. Well, reach out to him and his team to take advantage of this historic opportunity we have with a president like Donald Trump to stop this nonsense once and for all. Trent, thanks again for sticking around. What are some of the examples? You just got some fresh examples in Billings yesterday, meeting with local business owners, but you've been talking to ranchers in Cody, Wyoming, and all across the region, really.
Yeah, I know. It was great to be here. You know, we had Big Sky Economic Development Group and Paul Green and his team host me coming out. We met with 30, 40 business owners just yesterday here from Montana, and yeah, we... some examples, the 2011 Obama-era rule, the Food Safety Modernization Act, its impact with respect to cattle ranchers and people able to sell beef. There's just all kinds of needless regulation pain points there. And a rancher out of Cody, Wyoming, just last week told me the same issues that he has. You know, regulations that required him to establish a $180,000 structure to wash some of his potatoes. And other things to before they could go to market, and just all kinds of things that are causing burden. But in just the month that I've been appointed now, I've seen everything from fintech to firearms to you know, the food safety type of rules and regs. Just yesterday, we had the Health and Human Services that had a roundtable as well. You know, sometimes I'll come out and conduct roundtables in a region, or our DC offices. We'll go ahead and host virtual roundtables. We can come online or be in attendance. And Health and Human Services just yesterday had one where they said, hey, this is your opportunity to go ahead and tell us, if you're in the healthcare space, for example, what are those burdensome regulations? Everything is on the table. You tell us, and we want to be able to take that back. And that is because of President Trump's leadership here. He is very serious about creating this deregulatory environment. I think it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Everybody talks about it. He's delivering on it, and we're ready to go.
Yeah. What are you seeing from the firearms industry in particular? We get up to the SHOT Show every year, because a lot of what we saw out of the Joe Biden and I add John Tester regime, because we need to remind people how the Democrat Party was, even at the local level, was in on all of this stuff. But we saw that deliberately they would roll out these regulations on the firearms industry, and we've got a lot of small gun manufacturers and big ones here in Montana as well. And you know, they know that they can't outright ban guns and do what they want to do, which is take away our Second Amendment rights. So they try to chip away at it with regulation after regulation after regulation.
That's right. No, that's what we're seeing. We're seeing also it's reversed course, but the debanking situation with firearm manufacturers in particular. I spoke to some that were just had their bank accounts shut down for no good reason. All these regulations that are really hampering the success of small businesses and firearm manufacturers in particular, you know, those are something that we want to be able to change.
Yeah. This, again, folks, this is the opportunity. You want to make Montana great again, make America great again. You're the experts, because you're in the construction business. You are a plumber, or, you know, you work out in the woods. You're in the timber industry, and you see how they're trying to hatch it against your industry. I mean, deliberately targeting agriculture because they think you're part of the climate change problem. So now's your chance to fix some of this stuff. Trent Staggs, SBA Region 8 Advocate, great again to have you on the show. And again, for folks out there who have a list of ideas, I would encourage you, reach out to your congressional delegation to say, hey, these are the regulations we need to remove, or they can reach out to you and your crew.
Yeah, and we're working in coordination with your federal delegation as well. They were, some of which were at the event yesterday. You know, Congressman Downey was there, and it was great to see that interaction. Representatives from Senator Sheehy and also Senator Daines, office. And so we want to hear that. Trent.Staggs@SBA.gov, or go to advocacy.SBA.gov. You've got my information there and the red tape hotline if you just want to call in and report what you feel is a burdensome, unnecessary regulation in your business.
All right. Great to see you. Thanks for popping into our studios here this morning.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, lots to talk about here. 406-294-0970 is the number for you if you got something you want to talk about as well. In fact, I need to go in and check the messages on our Montana Talks app. I see we've got a few that have rolled in here this morning. Let's see. I know we had another one from Tim and Savage. Oh, yeah. So about an hour ago, I played the soundbite from Jim Acosta. He is no longer with CNN. I was wondering if he was still with CNN or not. But Jim Acosta, you know, we were talking about farmers and ranchers. Jim Acosta basically says that you farmers and ranchers out there are incapable of thinking for yourselves. And he was crying about the fact that that the Democrats basically have outright lost rural America. He blames Rush Limbaugh in talk radio, but he also basically says you're too stupid to be able to think for it yourself. So Jim Acosta is now trashing rural America. Big surprise there. And then Tim and Savage said this. He says, did you see the horrible thing that Jim Acosta said about Ivanka Trump? The guy is a POS. I did not see what he had to say about Ivanka Trump, but I can only imagine. Let's see. Mark in Roberts, when it comes to pain points for small businesses, insurance and taxes. Well, President Trump's working on the tax cuts right now and more tax relief on that front. Insurance, yeah, that's another major one. Hey, if you're in the insurance industry and you see a whole bunch of unnecessary regulations on that front, yeah, get with Trent Staggs in the SBA Advocate's office, because You know, we're going to be we're going to be in Big Sky on Tuesday with the National Association of Insurance Commissioners talking about that very topic and how we end up suffering in Montana because of the bad decisions that are made in states like California. So, A, how do we remove the regulations that are needlessly raising insurance rates? But then B, how do we also block California from forcing, you know, their type of Californication policies on the rest of us here in the West? Real quick here before we get to our next break. So Anna Paulina Luna, Florida congresswoman, you know, look at all these attacks on our great men and women in law enforcement, in ICE, in immigration and customs enforcement. Well, she makes a great point. We see this with the Border Patrol as well. The point that she's making here is that the Democrats and these radical left-wing activists that were, you know, on the march with their riots in L.A. or with these stupid No Kings protests over the weekend, they're constantly trying to race bait Americans. They're always trying to pull the race card. But then isn't it ironic that it's these woke white liberals, like the guy with his man bun, that are the ones that are blocking the road so that a young black mom can't go to work to feed her kids? And then the woke white man bun guy laughs at her when she talks about how she needs to get to work.
The mask, they want them off for the first time in 6 years. Maybe the ICE agents should just say they're trying to stop the spread.
I mean, look, yes, exactly to your point. These are the same Democrat politicians that force people to wear masks. Otherwise, they couldn't see their loved ones passing away in hospitals or getting married. I think it's completely hypocritical. But look, the same Democrat politicians that are trying to say that ICE is all Anglo-Americans are completely false. ICE is actually predominantly 50% Hispanic. So really what they're doing is they're using these policies to race bait Americans into thinking that this is somehow Hispanic versus white, when in actuality it's not. Hispanic Americans support these policies as well. And they're trying to effectively dox Hispanic ICE workers and Border Patrol agents, which is completely unacceptable.
Yeah, that has the woke white liberals even more mad. I think that's why they're really mad. I mean, look at the Bozeman protests, you know, the 60s washouts, you know, ladies banging their bongo drums that looked like somebody described it as a low energy Zumba class. The fact is Donald Trump did incredibly well with the black vote. Hispanics, legal immigrants and their kids don't want these criminal illegals targeting them and their communities either. But yeah, but so many of these great men and women in federal law enforcement kicking the illegals out of here are Hispanic themselves. No surprise to us, of course.
Your gut affects everything, even your mood. So Ollie created two brand new products to take care of your insides. Ollie Big Ten Probiotic has 10 strains of probiotics, their most ever, to support a healthy gut microbiome, immune system, and stress response. And Ollie Super Good Superfoods delivers 15 superfoods in tasty gummy form. Find them at Ollie.com and exclusively at Walmart.
Ollie!
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fox News commentary.
The Democrat Party is framing their anti-ICE fight as compassionate, but really it's about cheap labor. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next. L.A. Mayor Bass isn't even trying to mask it anymore. She demands the ICE raid stop due to their impact on the economy. Not only is California home to the largest population of illegal immigrants, L.A. has at least 800,000. Over 1 million L.A. residents live with someone who's here illegally. According to a 2020 study by USC Dornsife, about 11% of L.A.'s workforce is undocumented. So when Mayor Karen Bass cries about ending the raids, what she means is, don't take away my cheap labor. These companies and industries that rely on illegals want us to feel sorry for them if their cheap illegal alien labor is taken away, but sorry, no. Do not expect the American people to play Russian roulette with our lives for the sake of unvetted and undocumented cheap illegal alien laborers, all so you can cut your payroll costs. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
I'm Dana Perino. This week on Perino on Politics, I'm joined by the Senior Vice President of CRC Advisors, Matt Whitlock.
Listen and follow now at FoxNewsPodcast.com. Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio.
If you saw the story already, crazy on display for the far-left No Kings protests, I added in the video from Bozeman. Check it out, MontanaTalks.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area today, highs range from about 83 in Bozeman to the upper 80s in the Billings area. Clear and quiet for tonight. as temperatures will drop back off to about 52 in Bozeman to the upper 50s in Billings. And then on Thursday with some sunshine, highs will range from the mid-80s to around 90 degrees. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, we got this great guy who's called into the show, Kevin Williams in Billings. He's called in from time to time, always has something good to say, but he's got his own podcast, and he's blind. And I love it. His tagline is, "Even a blind man can see what's going on." Hey, you got to go to MontanaTalks.com. In his latest episode, this Billings-based podcaster, Kevin Williams, on the Rocky Mountain Freedom Zone, just interviewed Wyoming Congresswoman Harriet.
OMG.
No need to make work life more complicated. Just use Easy Cater, the easy way to get food for work.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, this was great. I thought he was going to call in, but better yet, he's here in studio with us. I got a great email from one of our listeners a few days ago, and he said, Hey, could we join you on the radio show to talk about, you know, one of the oldest motorcycle clubs in the country and the longest running hill climb in the country as well? Said, heck yeah, let's get you on the show, especially here, you know, after our 750 break. We always like to open this up to promote, you know, some different events going on around the state, or sometimes there's a nonprofit organization that has a great story to share as well. Ken Elwell is with the Billings Motorcycle Club. Ken, great to have you here. Thanks for popping in.
Well, thanks for having me, Aaron. It's a pleasure to finally meet you. We've been listening to you on the air for years and years. You're on our shop every day.
Wow, what an honor. What kind of shop do you got?
We own a trailer manufacturing and repair service here in Billings. We've been in business for 11 years now. It's family owned. Me and my wife run it, and me and my and our son all work in the shop together. So.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. So.
I was going to say, you look like you should have your own TV show. You look like one of those motorcycle guys on a TV show. You got the cool goatee and the cool glasses and everything, and the cool Bruce Willis haircut, too. You know?
Thanks.
So, everybody, you know, is the Great American Hill Climb. I didn't know this, the oldest hill climb in the country.
In the world.
In the world, yeah.
Yeah, we started in 1918. This will be our 107th running of it this year. We pull in competitors from all over the country and Canada. We have competitors coming in from California, Utah. I believe we got competitors coming in from, like, New York and stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, that's great. Yeah.
So yeah, it's
when's
a great
the hill climb taking place this year?
July 25th and 26th. It's a Friday and a Saturday event. Usually it starts about noon, depending on weather. I mean, sometimes we do have some weather events that'll delay us a little bit or cause issues during the event. It runs till 11, 12 o'clock at night. We try to stay family-friendly and family-oriented. I know we got kind of a bad rap back in the 90s because things got a little radical back
then. Did it get
a
little wild in the 90s?
Got a little wild in the 90s, yeah. got so bad that the sheriffs are camping outside and picking up people as they're leaving.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, so we're trying to put a damper on that and try to keep it under control nowadays.
How steep are they climbing, and what does it take to climb basically straight up the side of that hill, right on the banks of the Yellowstone River, essentially?
Yeah, we're throwing extensions on the bike. We're taking this stock 450 bike and throwing anywhere from 6 to 12, 14 inches of extensions on the bikes. We're putting nitrous oxide on them. We're throwing paddle tires on them, and the wall sometimes is over 90 degrees. Most of the time, depending on the class that it is, some of the bikes are running stock engines at, you know, 45 to 55 horse. Some of our nitro bikes are running 220 horse multi-cylinder engines, 1,428 cc's. Some of them are running 1,100 cc's at 14,000 RPMs.
This is like the original X Games before anybody had TVs or X Games or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. We've actually had a few of our Billings boys go do the X Games and do the snow climbs down in Colorado on the hill climb bikes and throw tracks on the back of them and do the X climb snow climbs in Colorado. I think that was pre-COVID, though, when that happened.
And now you see all sorts of crazy stuff. You know, Butte always has their crazy Evel Knievel days where they're jumping bikes and snowmobiles and so much more. Yeah. So this stuff's really taking off.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Billings Motorcycle Club and if people want to be members as well.
Yeah, we got over 1,425 members right now. It's a family-oriented club. We're member-driven. We're a nonprofit. So how our club works is, like me, I'm the member. My wife is also on my membership when my son was under 18. Or while he was in college, he was still on our membership. You're required to do a 26-hour volunteer at the club because we don't want to have to pay people to come in and maintain our tracks and stuff. We have multiple different tracks on our facility. We have a 2-mile motocross track. We have a cross-country tracks. We have enduro cross tracks. We have supercross tracks. We have 2 world-class hill climb tracks.
And the hill climb is just one of several events you guys help pull off throughout the year.
Yeah, we have 28-plus events every year.
Well, Ken Elwell with the Billings Motorcycle Club, thanks for what you do. Great to see you. Thanks for listening to the show as well. They are on Facebook. Go to Billings Motorcycle Club on Facebook, and you can become a member and much more.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very
great
much.
Great to
Aaron.
See you. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
You might as well stick a fork in the old Republican economic growth strategy because it's done. The machinations of the tax and spending bill making its way through Congress are the end of the road for an idea that defined the party since the days of Reagan. The idea was simple, even if it has been a political failure. Cut tax rates and broaden the base. Eating your vegetables to have your dessert, you might say, and or at least rein in the urge to reward and punish behavior in the tax code through the use of endless deductions and credits. And in doing so, we can lower the tax rates to reduce the load that taxes place on economic activity, spurring higher growth. The current version of this old mantra has 2 doses of dessert, lower rates and a narrower base. Tips, interest on car loans, overtime, together with a continuation of the lower rates due to expire in the old Trump tax cuts in the first term, it's a double whammy to tax revenues that bond markets have noticed. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.